The Tin Woodman of Oz by L. Frank Baum. Chapter 23. Through the Tunnel. It didn't rain just then, although the clouds in the sky grew thicker and more threatening. Polychrome hoped for a thunderstorm, followed by her rainbow. But the two tin men did not relish the idea of getting wet. They even preferred to remain in Nimmy Amy's house, although they felt that they were not welcome there, rather than go out and face the coming storm. But the Scarecrow, who was a very thoughtful person, said to his friends, "If we remain here until after the storm, and Polychrome goes away on her rainbow, then we will be prisoners inside the wall of solid air. So it seems best to start upon our return journey at once. If I get wet, my straw stuffing will be ruined, and if you two tin gentlemen get wet, you may perhaps rust again and become useless. But even that is better than to stay here. Once we are free of the barrier, we have Woot the Wanderer to help us, and he can oil your joints and restuff my body if it becomes necessary, for the boy is made of meat, which neither rusts nor gets soggy or moldy." "Come along, then," cried Polychrome from the window, and the others, realizing the wisdom of the Scarecrow's speech, took leave of Nimmy Amy, who was glad to be rid of them, and said goodbye to her husband, who merely scowled and made no answer, and then they hurried from the house. "Your old parts are not very polite, I must say," remarked the Scarecrow when they were in the garden. "No," said Woot. "Chopfight is a regular grouch. He might have wished us a pleasant journey at the very least." "I beg you not to hold us responsible for that creature's actions," pleaded the Tin Woodman. "We are through with Chopfight and shall have nothing further to do with him." Polychrome danced ahead of the party and led them straight to the burrow of the Blue Rabbit, which they might have had some difficulty in finding without her. There she lost no time in making them all small again. The Blue Rabbit was busy nibbling cabbage leaves in Nimmy's garden, so they did not ask his permission, but at once entered the burrow. Even now the raindrops were beginning to fall, but it was quite dry inside the tunnel, and by the time they had reached the other end outside the circular wall of solid air, the storm was at its height, and the rain was coming down in torrents. "Let us wait here," proposed Polychrome, peering out of the hole and then quickly retreating. "The rainbow won't appear until after the storm, and I can make you big again in a jiffy before I join my sisters on our bow." "That's a good plan," said the Scarecrow approvingly. "It will save me from getting soaked and soggy." "It will save me from rusting," said the Tin Soldier. "It will enable me to remain highly polished," said the Tin Woodman. "Oh, as for that, I myself prefer not to get my pretty clothes wet," laughed the Rainbow's daughter. "But while we wait, I will bid you all adieu. I must also thank you for saving me from that dreadful giantess, Mrs. Youp. You have been good and patient comrades, and I have enjoyed our adventures together, but I am never so happy as when on my dear Rainbow." "Will your father scold you for getting left on the earth?" asked Woot. "I suppose so," said Polychrome gaily. "I'm always getting scolded for my mad pranks, as they are called. My sisters are so sweet and lovely and proper that they never dance off our rainbow, and so they never have any adventures. Adventures to me are good fun, only I never like to stay too long on earth because I really don't belong here. I shall tell my father the rainbow that I'll try not to be so careless again, and he will forgive me because in our sky mansions there is always joy and happiness." They were indeed sorry to part with their dainty and beautiful companion, and assured her of their devotion if they ever chanced to meet again. She shook hands with the Scarecrow and the Tin Men, and kissed Woot the Wanderer lightly upon his forehead. And then the rain suddenly ceased, and as the tiny people left the burrow of the Blue Rabbit, a glorious big rainbow appeared in the sky, and the end of the arch slowly descended and touched the ground just where they stood. Woot was so busy watching a score of lovely maidens, sisters of Polychrome, who were leaning over the edge of the bow, and another score who danced gaily amid the radiance of the splendid hues, that he did not notice he was growing big again. But now Polychrome joined her sisters on the rainbow, and the huge arch lifted and slowly melted away as the sun burst from the clouds and sent its own white beams dancing over the meadows.
"Why, she's gone!"
exclaimed the boy, and turned to see his companions still waving their hands in token of adieu to the vanished Polychrome. The end of chapter 23. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web. at fcit.usf.edu.